Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
You can have whatever you like.
I know everybody's asking, when are we going to find out who's talking about Jenna? Don't worry, 20 minutes away. We'll get into it.
Okay.
We have photo evidence. We have Jenna talking to somebody. She dove deep into the case yesterday.
I was worried someone... Like, how upsetting is it if you think that someone in a small office doesn't like you and you thought that you all got along pretty well?
Right. I know. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Jenna was heartbroken. We also, speaking of heartbreak, love letters to Kelly. 30 minutes away.
All right.
30, 40 minutes. We got some love letters. Read them off. Kelly will solve them. You go to kidnation.com.
Some good ones.
To write us. We do it every Wednesday. But now it's all about whatever Wednesday. It's about you, Kid Nation. A couple text messages we got on the phone line. Because we do accept text messages now. We have been.
Same number. 800-543-3548.
Please call us. We were talking about our adult name, our adult star names. And Alana, or she didn't give us her real name, but she said, I got y'all beat. My name would be Alana with LaCucci. It's your first pet's name and the street you grew up in, and yes, you win.
She grew up on LaCucci Street.
With LaCucci. With LaCucci. That's a cool street name.
Must be that, yeah. Like the Chattahoochee. Like those kind of...
Yeah, it's been a red light district.
Yeah.
We had somebody write us and ask, hey, just part-time Justin opened up all our Snapchats.
Yeah.
But he never responded. What's up with that? I also got one. JC's very guilty on not replying on Snapchat, but I still love you guys. I have an excuse. Sometimes I hand my phone off to my kids because they like through the filters, and I think they might open my Snapchats. And then sometimes I just look at it, and I just want to let you know I saw it.
Yeah.
If you get a lot, I open them. I try and open everything.
Which I think is why Justin...
respond to some, yeah.
Why Justin. I try to respond to as many as I can. And we got this one right here about Throwback Thursday. Mm. I just noticed the flashback on the app. I've been listening to old bits. I love it. And yes, we do have the flashback option on the menu tab on the app if you want to get the Kid Nation app.
Okay.
And for Throwback Thursday tomorrow, could you please play or talk about the time that Kid had eye surgery and then he got into the pool immediately after?
No.
I was trying to tell my husband.
That's
who's
painful. It's painful just to think about it.
Right? Who's debating on LASIK surgery about it, but I couldn't remember it all.
Well, why would you want to scare him?
Well, you know.
But Kid did everything wrong.
Yeah.
He listened to the doctor. He did everything exactly wrong. And he still ended up okay.
Yeah. We're going to have three flashback bits posted later on today on the Kid Nation Facebook page.
Okay.
And the one that gets the most votes is what's going to be played tomorrow at 7:35.
Good.
We give you the option. 7:35 Central tomorrow. Well, let's go to the phones and see what you want to talk about.
All right.
A new word. Would you guys like to learn a new word?
I would.
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Sandra.
Yeah, I have a new word.
Okay. What new word do you have for us?
Well, we're all guilty of doing it. Probably even you, JC.
Oh, great.
It's called wilfing.
It's called what?
W-I-L-F. Wilf. Wilfing.
W-I-L-F.
Well, what's
yes.
What's that mean?
Mm. What was I looking for?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was I looking for?
Wilfing.
You had all the guys like waiting on something dirty.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
Trey had his hand on the button.
Yeah. Wilfing. We're going to have to add that when we can't find something. And then we forget what we're looking for.
Wouldn't it be WW? Did she?
Well, she said WW.
I just heard one W. Okay.
W-W-I-L-F. Wilfing. Wilf.
Wilfing.
I like that.
And you know, Kelly, a question I've been getting a lot lately is...
Thank you, Sandra.
Everyone wants to know the brand of the makeup mirror or the magnifying mirror that you got me.
See, that's the problem. It's at Container Store, and I don't remember... I looked at my mirror. There's no name on it. There's no identifier on it.
I have to see if I still have the box.
It's $99.99.
There can't be a lot of mirrors for that.
The mirror I bought Kenzie for Christmas.
I got it, and I brought... Every time girls come into my house, I'm like, you got to go in my bathroom and look at my mirror. It'll horrify you. And they are. They're like, oh my gosh.
That's how you can't... My wife got rid of it.
She got rid of it?
She got rid of it.
She picks her face. I told her not to pick her face.
She said she got addicted to picking.
Oh, wow. It shows everything.
It's really great for plucking eyebrows.
I've gotten the best... You get every little hair everywhere.
Everywhere. It is scary. I mean, your face up close.
Your pores?
Yikes.
You don't even realize that's been going on in my face.
But if you do have it, do the Biore strip and look in the mirror as you're pulling it off. It is the most satisfying thing in the world.
So you didn't get rid of the mirror. You just moved it where she can't find it.
No, she got rid of it. I couldn't even hide it. She got rid of it before I even found out.
Wow, that's an expensive thing.
That's not my favorite thing
to do. Yeah, it's a $99.99 mirror at Container Store. I can't tell you a brand name because I don't know.
Yeah, all right. You'll find it. Just tell them and they'll show you. They have cheaper ones, too, but
that's the one that I got.
Because it has a light, right?
They do have more expensive ones and cheaper ones.
Hey, Sarah, welcome to Whatever Wednesday.
Hey.
Hey.
Well.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, I just want to preface this with, I know what you guys look like, but for some reason, whenever I hear JC's voice, I imagine him looking just like Beast Boy from Teen Titans Go.
I don't know.
Beast Boy, he's tiny.
Beast Boy.
Yeah, you have to have kids to understand who Teen Titans Go.
I love that cartoon.
It's an awesome show. But okay.
This is Beast
Boy. You are so Beast Boy.
We have a clip of him.
I was just doing what you were doing.
What was I doing?
I don't know, but it was being done on my face.
Obviously, I don't sound like him.
but you,
do you think, I get a lot of this too, that Big Al sounds like Cyborg.
Yeah, I kind of think that too. Huh. And I also think that Kelly, like I imagine her looking like, can't remember her name, but the lady that was on Trading Spaces long time ago has the curly red hair and the really red lipstick.
Yeah, what was her name? I remember. I know who you're talking about, and I'm very flattered. She's very pretty.
Yes, she is.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember her name, though, but I know which one you're talking about.
All right. Yep.
I'll take Beast Boy, though. That's a cool guy.
I guess
Beast
I'll take Cyborg.
Yeah, he's
like
funny.
Thank you for calling, babe.
That's a good... I had to tell my son to stop watching it because Robin gets a little...
A little raw?
Yeah. Hmm. He's just a troublemaker.
Gotcha.
You get a little jealous and stuff with the guy sometimes. Let's go with a question a lot of people have here. Clayton.
Hi, guys. What's up?
What's going on, man? This question has been asked many times, and we can finally answer it for you, buddy.
Okay. Why did you quit calling the Hizzywood Hizzle the Hizzywood Hizzle?
Our consultant hated it. If you want to know the real reason, our consultant, they brought in... said he hated it, and it was time to freshen it up.
It was because that stemmed from back in the day when Snoop Dogg used to do the izzle.
Everything was izzle, dizzle, drizzle.
So he told us we were sounding out of touch.
And he's like, and what is it? What does that even mean? People that maybe joined the show and never heard us before like, what is a hizzy wood hizzle? It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So that's why.
Do you have a suggestion?
All the customers miss it.
It's still the same content. It's just that we just don't call it anything, really.
Yeah, the customers miss it.
The little intro music,
Do we still have that in the can that we can play for him just for old time's sake?
Yes, I do.
Or we delete it.
I have it. Here you go, buddy. Oh,
yeah.
Feels so
there
good.
We go.
Felt vintage.
Yeah. You can start a petition, and if you get enough signatures, Clayton, we'll show it to our consultant.
Okay. Or you feel free to call us back with another name suggestion.
Yeah.
No, he likes the Hizzy with Hizzle.
Hizzy with Hizzle. Thank you, Clayton. Have a wonderful day. We were talking about this the other day. Hey, David.
Hey.
All right, man. What's your question?
I was calling to ask how your floors are going.
Well, he hadn't started. Well,
beyond thinking about it, what have you done, JC?
Well, I got my buddy Cooley is going to come help me because he actually does this sort of stuff.
So you got somebody lined up to help?
Yeah, got somebody lined up to help. Now we're looking for the flooring that we want to buy, what we want to put down in our bedroom. And then we're going to hopefully get to work, hopefully this weekend.
Well, I just called. I did this at my house.
Yeah.
I did about half my house, about 500 square foot in a weekend. Your biggest thing you want to do is make sure you get everything up off the floor before you put the new floor down. All the nails, all the staples that hold the carpet in place, because if not, you're going to have bumps.
Yeah, I don't want
to feel
bumps.
Them later.
Yeah.
And I got to float my floor, is what I heard.
It's possible. It depends on the type of flooring you put down.
Right.
My wife and I, we did it in a weekend. We put down a floating floor. It doesn't actually get nailed to the floor.
Yeah.
And just like carpet, you put a little pad underneath it, and then...
That sounds so difficult. It sounds so difficult.
It's not that hard, man.
But, David, I will. I am going to take on this project, and I'll post pictures as we do it, man. Thank you for calling.
Right here that's done it. Maybe he'll come help you.
Yeah. I just don't want people to see me in that environment sucking. because I will suck. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's how you learn, though, dog.
Yeah, I know.
Making some mistakes.
Right? Wayne has a question for Big Al.
What's up, Wayne?
Hey, Big Al, I just knew, I want to know something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need Coolio. I don't need Vanilla. I don't even need New Kids or Soulja Boy. I just need Big Al at the mat this Saturday night for my birthday.
I will be there, sir. Wayne, what do you drink?
Well, I like a good cold beer.
A good cold beer. You got
how
it.
Easy.
You got a bucket of beer on me, brother.
Hey, I love it, man. I look forward to it.
I'll see you
soon. I'll
see you. I'll put you at the front of the line.
A bucket?
How easy was that?
Well, yeah. That's a start.
You over 21?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Quite a bit.
Good deal. Okay, I'll see you Saturday, bro.
Are you bringing
look
girls?
Look forward to it.
All right, Wayne.
Are you bringing girls, Wayne?
Yeah, call me if you need a table.
Will do.
All right, brother.
Isn't that the question you ask when you own a bar? When a guy wants to come to the bar, you got to ask him if he's bringing girls?
Yeah, typically, but he sounds like a great guy that I'd want to hang out with. He, you know, he can bring his boys, he can bring some girls, whatever.
He does sound like a cool dude.
He can
cool
do whatever dude. He likes.
Whatever he likes.
Jennifer's got good news for us. Jennifer, what's the good news?
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. So today might be whatever Wednesday for y'all, but it's weigh-in Wednesday for me.
Yay.
And I've officially lost 23 pounds.
Wow.
Yay, Jennifer.
That's awesome. What are you doing to lose it?
Oh, you know, people ask me that, and I'm just like, I am just eating healthy and exercising.
There you
like,
go.
It's just a boring answer, but I actually
true.
Have an Instagram that's really inspired me. There's a whole weight loss community on Instagram that has really motivated me, inspired me. So,
what's the name of it?
The name of my Instagram?
The one that inspires you.
Oh, it's a ton of people. It's a whole community of weight loss people.
I thought you had one Instagram account.
You find it with the hashtag.
Okay, so you just like search weight loss?
Yeah, so weight loss journey or...
Okay.
There's just all kinds of really good stuff.
Good for you.
Any words of inspiration for those of us that haven't lost a pound?
Sorry, say that again?
Words of inspiration for me.
Oh, yeah. Are you asking for inspiration?
Yeah, like what do you tell yourself in the morning when you get up and it's like, oh.
Okay, so I went running yesterday and I face planted on my face and I was going to give up. But I was like, you know, I have a choice of how this day is going to end.
That's right.
So I kind of wake up saying, you have a choice. You can choose to make this day a win, or you can choose to have it be a fail and be mad about yourself. So that's kind of what I go off of. But honestly, I just follow a bunch of really inspirational people.
Good for you, Jennifer.
And congratulations, Jennifer.
Awesome.
23
Thank
pounds.
You.
Big deal right there.
Yeah.
Look, she didn't do it with a magic diet pill or
made
a
up her
quick
mind.
Fix. No, she's
just
been working hard.
Mind, yeah.
She made up her mind and changed up the lifestyle. Good job.
That's what I need to do. Make up my mind.
Yeah. Mark.
It's all mental. It truly
it,
is.
It really is, Kelly.
It is.
It
you
is.
Just have to decide to do it.
Yep.
Marco wrote us and said, JC, did you cry last night with This Is Us watching? Oh, I don't want to. There's a spoiler in here.
Oh, yeah. Don't spoil.
No, I didn't cry, but I teared up because it's leading up to you're gonna find out what happened to the dad.
Oh boy!
And I think the waterworks are gonna come here in the next few episodes.
All right.
So it's such a good show. I'm glad you're on it, Jenna. Kelly, you joining soon?
No,
still not.
I already know what happens. They post it the next day online. I just read it and like, that's too bad.
That's too bad. Oh, Jenna, you didn't see it yesterday?
Well, I know what is gonna happen just because I've been watching the show, but you find out how yet?
No, you don't find out how yet, and there's a major reveal yesterday.
Yeah,
major reveal.
I read that too.
Right?
Okay. I can see Kelly watching The Notebook at the end. Oh, that's too bad.
That's too bad.
Oh, they both died. That's too bad.
That's too bad, man. Hold on. I need to find out why AJ got in trouble yesterday because of us.
Uh-oh.
AJ, why'd you get in trouble?
Well, my wife yesterday asked me who my free passes would be. She gave me five options.
Uh-huh.
And I picked four girls from the show.
All right, well.
She gave you, you had to say five names?
Yeah.
Oh,
who was the fifth?
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, good pick,
wow.
Buddy.
Wow.
All right.
Have a better chance with Jennifer Aniston.
The only reason she got really mad is because we live in Fort Worth.
Oh.
She's like, you can run into one of them.
That's right, especially Elena.
Elena.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Your best shots with Elena.
Seriously.
I'm just saying, my wife's going
to
kill me.
Yeah, bump Elena up to number one.
All right,
setting
man.
Yourself up to fail by revealing that.
Look at it this way, AJ. You have a cool wife that lets you have 5 free passes. So that's pretty good. Most only get one.
There you go.
Bright side. What does Justin call it?
Half glass full.
That's right, buddy. All right, AJ, you have a wonderful day. Good luck with Elena.
Good luck with Elena. He's married, dude.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, right.
Jenna Owens got a message yesterday on Facebook.
Yes, I did.
And it was concerning to you.
It was. It was concerning because it was someone overheard someone that I work with talking about me.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
A flurry of judgments wanting to get me fired.
Mm.
And I was like, what?
We're going to find you.
What? Oh, my gosh. Mm.
All right, we'll so dive into nervous. The message. we'll dive into what the guy said on Facebook and then what Jenna found out yesterday next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And we're back.
Sorry, I couldn't find my headphones. Back.
Love Letters to Kelly, 20 minutes away. Go to kidnation.com. That's how you can write us. We do it every Wednesday. Al's going through a bunch of love letters right now.
I got one right here.
You picked one out?
I love it because it's so short and sweet.
I love short, sweet.
There you go.
Oh, you do? I picked a long one.
I love short and tight, but my two favorite colors.
Yeah. I love love.
Yeah. I love my wife. Yeah. Kelly, you love Alan.
I love Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
All right.
I'm on the fence about whether I talk about him too much or not. I think I do. Sorry.
If you think you talk about him too much, you probably do.
I do. I'm sorry.
I'm
trying to pull back a little bit.
I enjoy hearing about Alan.
Abracabooya!
I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
It's my bruh.
I talk about Alan when I'm eating dinner, you know, at restaurants, loudly.
I think the big home improvement project this weekend is going to be replacing my the keypad on my garage door. I think he's going to tackle that this weekend.
Oh, good for him. I can't do that.
Only Alan can.
Hold on. What do you do for him, Kelly? What do you do?
Hey.
I make him very happy.
Yeah, you do.
And I thank him very much for all he does for me.
Bet you do.
Yeah.
Bet you do, guys.
Some men enjoy doing that stuff.
They do.
I enjoy letting him.
I enjoy doing it. I don't do it a lot. I mean, you know, girlfriend's not even here, so.
Yeah. Oh, I will find a project for you.
No.
We good.
I enjoy doing it for, you know, somebody that I'm.
Oh, I found projects for you, too, and you've done them for me. No.
Jenna.
Yes.
We gotta get into this investigation you kicked off last night.
Yeah.
Take it from the start. I want to hear about this.
Well, I was just on social media looking around last night. I got a message, a notification, someone, Rachel, actually. Thank you. I told her, thank you for having my back. She posted on my Facebook wall, she said, my friend just posted this. No lie. It has to be about you. An investigation needs to be started stat.
Woo!
And under that was a screenshot of a status update from someone she is friends with.
Good old Jim,
who posted on his Facebook, eating my gyro. Is that how I pronounce that?
Gyro? I don't know. Is it gyro? Gyro?
I asked one time because I would go to the Greek restaurant and I'd order a gyro.
Yeah, gyro.
And I finally said, could you please tell me? Because they would never correct me. They were so polite. And they said, it's gyro.
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 You be my gyro, baby.
Okay, so.
But we also asked the lady at the pho restaurant, how do you pronounce pho? And she said, pho.
You were there.
I was there.
I'm telling you. She was like, I said, so it's pho. She goes, no, it's fa.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
It's not fa.
Jesse has my back.
I was there.
It's definitely not food.
He heard her.
It's not foo, Al.
It's not foo.
Fa. Anyway, we digress.
Yes.
Okay, so eating my gyro, and in quotes, I don't want to sound judgmental, was the last thing I heard before the guy at Little Greek delivered the flurry of judgments. Jenna, whoever you are that works at a radio station, check your friend list, fam. Your, quote, best friend at work wants to get you fired.
Now,
sounds like JC to me.
So he overheard someone going off to someone else about Jenna that works at a radio station. This guy obviously doesn't know who I am. And he just posted this on his Facebook. So this was shared to me because, of course, Rachel's like, who else is this?
Listen here. If you're going to talk, we have eyes and ears everywhere.
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 And how great that I caught that. But, you know, my first reaction is, well, gosh, that is so specific.
Yeah.
That has to be about me. And then I'm thinking, well, it was he. A guy. So I'm like, okay, well, we actually have more women than men in the office.
Why's it got to be me?
I actually sent it to JC first. I knew that it wasn't. No, I knew that it wouldn't be JC because I knew he wasn't out to eat. And
the BFF.
Justin.
That's what I thought.
Justin, get in here.
I was like, is this Justin?
Yeah, it's full time. He should be here.
I haven't seen Justin all day.
Interesting that he goes missing the day. There he is. Wearing his Adele shirt.
Here I am reading this, and I'm like, did you hear the message I just read?
No. Hold on. Let's turn on your mic.
I was getting water.
Hold on. Justin fashion, he has to come over here and knock something over.
I did. I knocked over this mic stand.
All right.
Okay, wait. I heard someone was talking crap about you.
Yeah. Where did you eat dinner last night?
I went to the Independent Bar and Grill.
Okay. So it wasn't just.
You've been released.
Wait, that was it?
Yep. Yeah.
Sorry. The questioning is over.
Oh. Well, I also have a makeup video on YouTube that I did.
Don't plug your projects.
Okay. I'm never going to get through this.
Hold on, Al. Are you just telling somebody not to plug a project for the show?
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
Anyway, so I finally just, I shot the guy a message because I'm like, you know what? We have such a small office. And my heart sank. I actually just went outside and took my dog on a walk because I'm like, that really bums me out. Yeah. I thought I'd been getting along well with people. And who's talking bad about me?
Hot intern Jordan. You've gotten in good with Jana. Get in here.
Oh.
This guy.
Oh, boy.
Hot intern Jordan.
Yeah.
Bring him in because a lot of girls are asking about him anyway. There he goes. Give you a little treat for the ladies. Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
How's it going?
Where did you eat dinner last night?
Oh. Okay, guys. This is real talk. I woke up at 11 p.m. last night and slept the whole day by accident. Okay.
Hold on. Do you have a witness for this?
I don't.
Funny that
I believe you.
I believe him. And he's old.
You do look well rested.
He's eating a banana. All right, you're dismissed.
I needed a banana this morning.
You're dismissed, sir.
Were you going to dismiss him because he said I was sleepy till 11?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I said this to our boss, George. I'm like, George, is someone at work upset with me? You know, I thought maybe he would know because if someone's trying to get me fired.
It's George.
And of course, George goes,
hey, man.
Your position's great, Jen. I'm really happy with the work you've been doing. So, of course, he takes the approach.
And then he asks, what goes best on a hero? just asking for a friend.
I'm really happy with the show. Don't worry. You know, I'm the only one that could fire you and your position's safe. I'm like, that's not the point.
That's what
I know you're not going to fire me. I wasn't worried that I was going to get fired. I was more worried that someone here is trash talking me.
And we know it's a dude.
That's two dudes that you're friends with. Besides me and Al.
I didn't know who else it could be. That was really
we guess?
It.
Well, Nick really hadn't been at work in the last couple
of
days.
Well, and Nick was sick. I knew it wasn't him, so I thought it could be Trey or our producer, Robert. But I know that they like me okay. I feel pretty comfortable with them.
Was it me?
Russ.
Are you sure about that?
I promise it wasn't. I do have a YouTube video, though, up on
And Trey wouldn't eat something fancy like a hero.
I had a peanut butter sandwich last night.
Now, if it would have said, like, I saw a dude at 7-Eleven buying gummy bears, it's definitely Trey, but it's not.
All right, so what else could I do? Go straight to the source. So I'm not friends with Jim. I messaged Jim on Facebook Messenger, and then I put my phone down and I went on a walk.
Hold on, Justin's back. What, Justin?
I got another tad bit of news. I'll be riding the Wienermobile.
No, you're not plugging right now.
You want to ask about my wiener. You
the
know.
Oscar Mayer wiener?
Yes, it is. The wheels go round and round.
That's the wheels on the bus.
Yes, but it's a Wienermobile. Also, again, I have a makeup tutorial video on YouTube.
No. Anyways, if you see Justin in the Oscar Mayer wiener, just wave back at him. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
Coming in here plugging away. Can you close the door?
I'm not even invested in my story
anymore. All right, Jenna. Okay, so.
But we know for a fact that it's a dude.
Yeah, so anyway, let's get to the bottom of this, right? Sent him a message, went on a walk, got kind of upset, actually, because I'm like, this sucks. I'll be so upset if someone's, you know, come to me and tell me I did something to make you upset. So he actually wrote me back, so I wanted to get directly to the bottom of it. I just said, hey, someone sent me your post about someone that I work with talking about me. Did that happen? And he wrote, hello, I heard some guy talking smack about a Jenna that works at a radio show at a Greek place I was eating at today. He never used the word fired. And this is when his description of what he heard started making me think, maybe this wasn't about me.
Okay.
He wrote, he never used the word fired, but evidently he's not afraid to pull her aside and tell her what's up. He needs to be really direct with her, too, because she'll just blow it off otherwise. And then he's like, are you sure you're the only radio Jenna?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, it's in this area, and I thought maybe I was, but then he gave me a description of the guy and said that he was what he was wearing, which I wouldn't
know. What was he wearing?
He was like, purple long sleeve shirt, goatee, and kind of feminine. Definitely not any of you.
Not me.
So, and the way that story goes, there's no one at work that would talk like that. Like, I have to pull her aside. Kelly?
What? Sorry, I just had a piece of something.
Oh, maybe Kelly.
Was it Kelly and Alan? Were you guys eating it? Was it Alan?
Alan was wearing was a purple Alan. Shirt yesterday.
Oh, dang. And he does have some metro qualities.
Yeah.
He does take care of that skin.
Like Greek food.
Kelly, what did you eat yesterday? Euro Chateau?
Euro in the box?
Hey. I breathe a sigh of relief. But hey, if your name is Jenna and you work at a radio station.
So you're passing it along.
Yeah, I
to the other
hey,
Jenna.
But how specific is that? I really thought that it, I mean, was so specific, I thought it had to be about me. And I'm really glad that it's apparently not.
Close call.
Right?
Close call.
I was going to be so bummed.
It's a Jenna in another city that, you know.
No,
it's here.
I bet there is another one.
It could be sales department. It could be programming.
Oh, Sean. Sean.
Promotions. Sean? No, Sean's the nicest guy ever. He's our sales.
He was wearing purple yesterday.
Anyway. All right. So
could
it's
been Mike,
me.
Mike.
I'm here for another day.
All right,
Jenna. At least for today.
Yeah.
Definitely. Glad it wasn't you for
yeah,
now.
Me too. I was about to be upset with someone.
You're going
to
throw down?
Oh, yeah.
Jenna will throw down.
Come to my face and talk to me if I made you upset, you know? That's how I handle things directly. No public behind-the-back stuff.
You heard her. Can't handle it.
All that saved
you. You heard her. You have a problem with Jenna. Just get up in her face.
Yeah. Hey, that's the
don't do all that back stuff.
Do
she doesn't like that.
Me personally, you can do it behind my back. So I don't want you up in my face talking to me personally.
Yeah, I don't like confrontation.
I don't like that. No. Just, you know, send somebody. Write your congressman.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about it.
Thanks, Al. We got love letters to Kelly coming up next. We may have a super bro code violation going on here.
Oh, man, don't tell me that.
Not just a bro code violation, but like super bro code violation.
Don't tell me that, man.
Yeah.
I hope I can help.
Hopefully you can, Kelly. We'll read it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, yesterday I didn't know what day it was.
What did you think it was?
My girlfriend came over and she goes, I did the same thing today. She said, I got to work and dialed in for a conference call that I have every Wednesday and the woman wasn't there. And she's like, what's wrong? She's like, it's Tuesday. I don't know why. Sometimes I just in the middle of the week. I lost track too.
Yeah.
We both thought it was Wednesday.
I've gone to like a doctor's appointment and then it wasn't the day.
I've driven to work
so hard
on a Saturday.
To keep track of the 5 days of the week, work
it's
week.
Just mad.
I have driven to work. I'm like, man, traffic sure is light. I mean, it's always light when you come to work.
Yeah.
You've driven to work on a weekend?
On Saturday, yeah.
I think I remember that. You woke up a little bit later than normal too, and yeah. I think you were rushing.
Yeah. I was like, that's a different DJ on the radio show. Never hear here. Weekend top 4 day.
Together.
Playing that on Friday.
Did we get fired or something?
Somebody really screwed up.
Yeah. Man. All right, we got to dive into love letters to Kelly because we have plenty to get to here, including do we have a super bro code violation?
Ooh. Oh, man, this disappoints me.
Yeah,
this
we'll
disappoints
get to it. But first, we got one from Jenna.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been in a relationship with the same guy for 5 years now. We have a 2-year-old son together and recently got our own place. We are actually set to be married in September of this year after being engaged for 3 years.
Wow.
But I'm not sure if he's ready. He told me previously that he's scared of that type of commitment, so we didn't press for a fast wedding until this year. I'm just scared that once the knot is tied, he's going to freak out and think it was a bad idea. Am I overthinking it? Should I even worry about it? Should I brace myself for the worst? Hope.
Oh,
her name is Hope.
Wow. Hope, you're overthinking it, honey. It's okay. Just
all guys, when, scared.
All guys get a little cold. It's just like natural thing. It's like, how's my life going to change? And then he's going to wake up and realize, oh, we're just doing the same thing we did before, except now we have new titles.
And a ring.
And a ring. And it's really going to be okay. Stop overthinking it. Just enjoy it.
Don't be mad at him about stuff that hasn't happened
yet.
Exactly. Oh, man, I cannot stand
should I prepare for
that.
The worst?
No.
Just enjoy it. Enjoy being engaged. It's not going to last that much longer. And then you're just going to be an old married woman. And nobody's going to be excited anymore. Oh, you're just married now. Being engaged is the fun part.
Yeah,
it is.
And then you get married and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Trust me.
That's still cool to get
everything's
married.
Everything's the same. Yeah.
Yeah, everything's going to be the same. Stop overthinking it. Women just overthink something to death. I am guilty of it still to this day.
Yeah.
Alan and I got into this long conversation last
Hello,
night
I'm
we should
Alan.
Not have had. It was all my fault because I'm sitting there overthinking it.
What was
you
it?
Say,
what
you
out
say,
loud.
What was it about?
Nothing.
What was it about?
Nothing that anybody needs to talk about now. But I'm just saying, at the end of the night, I'm like, why did I do that?
And it was you.
So stupid. But I still mess up.
Yeah, when you said when she said long conversation, that means argument, but she don't want to call it argument, right?
No, it wasn't an argument.
It doesn't always have to be an argument. No,
it's just stuff that I didn't. I was just, you know, I was thinking too much about stuff, and you just, I should have just shut up.
We are girls overthink. We think about a lot.
Yeah.
And guys, don't
and we can
think.
End up screwing something up because we think so much, and then it comes out of our mouths. Oh, why did I say that?
And then it becomes a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hate things.
Or sometimes we say something that we don't mean for it to be a thing, and then that becomes a thing.
You know what? He's been with you this long. You have a baby with him. He said yes to getting married. Please stop thinking about it.
That's why women and men make good relationships, because women overthink and we don't think. So right there in the middle.
That's the thing.
Boom.
Stuff can be bothering us to death, and we're just obsessing about it, and we finally bring it up. He's like, what are you talking about? They don't even know what you're worried. Yeah,
we don't know. Yeah. Half the time. Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
All right, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a history first, okay?
History. Yes. Oh.
So my ex, David, and I dated over 3 years ago.
Okay.
Then last year, we became friends with benefits. I ended that in August. We became just regular friends.
Okay.
Still weird. Then he insists on taking me out for a birthday dinner in December. I said no. Now, his best friend... Steven. They've been
PH or a V?
V.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah, it's not Steppen.
Yeah.
Steppen.
Yeah.
They've been best buddies since grade school, by the way. So this is the best of the best.
Steven!
This is your Kirk, Al. All right? Asked me out recently.
Kirk would never do that.
Steven, you son of a gun, asking her out. I'm friends with him, too, and I had the hugest crush on him back in the day. Oh. So Steven and I went out. We had a great time.
Oh, it's already done.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
A few dates later. Things are going great. We are extremely happy together. Now, the question is that my ex, David, still doesn't know about Steven and I dating. Am I wrong for dating Steven? Stephanie.
Yes.
Stephanie.
No.
And Steven.
No, she's not wrong for doing that.
Steven's wrong.
Well, Steven's wrong. No. She's wrong. Steven's wronger.
Why? No, I don't think that's fair.
Bro code.
Say just because you were friends with someone that they are completely off limits for
best
life.
Friends?
Yes.
No.
Best friends since grade school?
No, it's not fair. No, there are 7.4 billion people on this planet.
Just because you got there and marked your territory first doesn't mean she's your property, hands off for life.
Yes, hands off for life.
There's another one.
That's a conversation Steven needs to have. And, you know, if you're really done with the ex, which I forgot, she should say his name. I don't remember.
David.
If you're David. Yeah. If you're really done with David, you can't be going to lunch with David, letting him take you up, whatever. That's done in history. And probably Steven and David are going to be done.
Forever.
But I just don't think it's fair for you to say that he just is hands off.
That's why it's called the bro code.
It's a bro code.
Well, bro code is not ironclad.
If I break up with my wife, Al is never allowed to date her.
Again.
Bro code.
See?
Well, that's ridiculous.
What do you mean again?
You just can't put those absolutes on.
Yes, you can.
That's the bro code.
But people break it.
Exactly. That's awful. Right.
That's a terrible bro.
Well.
And let me tell you something, ladies. If Steven is willing to throw away a friendship he's had since grade school, I guarantee you Steven and David did some things
that you don't know about.
You don't know about. They have things that they will never tell anybody about because they're the best buddies anybody could ever have.
If he's
willing to throw this away and cheat on his best friend with his...
They're not together.
If David had car trouble, Steven would go get him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm saying that the wrong way around.
David.
If Steven had car trouble, David would go get him because he don't even know.
David would give his car to Steven.
Yeah.
Here, Steven.
I think that's ridiculous.
Bro code.
I think it's awkward and it does ruin friendships, but I think it's silly because what if these two are truly meant to be together?
Do you believe there's one soulmate for everyone?
No.
Exactly. Go find the other one.
But no, that doesn't mean you have to give up this one just because the guy was there first. That is ridiculous and immature.
What if y'all don't want this to happen? What if you and Alan break up?
Yes.
And Tommy Jean.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Tommy Jean calls Alan up.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to go to the Four Seasons?
Hey.
No, it's the Ritz.
Oh, sorry.
Ritz. Now, are you okay with that? No.
It's not going to be a comfortable thing, and it would cause hurt feelings, but it's ridiculous, and it's silly.
What?
And people do what they want to do.
But it's not like I have a right to tell her, you can't have him because I had him first. That's not really. Before I met Alan, all my girlfriends knew, because I love all their husbands, if you die, he's mine. All my girlfriends know that.
That's different.
And they're all cool with that.
That's, death is different.
The bro code's void after death.
Bruh is still over here. Bruh, David is still over there. Thinking of Steven, they're probably going to watch the Super Bowl together.
Oh, yeah.
You know they are. David's going to pick up a six-pack of Miller Lite.
You don't do those kind of things with your best friends. So why are you projecting all these guys are together 24-7?
Oh, together?
That's maybe not
they're
the
together.
Case.
I'm just telling you, they're probably tight. They've known each other since grade school.
When's the last time you saw your best friend, JC?
Best. Saw him in person?
Yeah, your best friend since fifth grade or whatever.
Well, last time I went to San Diego. Right. But I talked to him. Probably three times a week.
I text Kirk yesterday.
And we FaceTime.
Texted Kirk yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
In fact, he was giving me stock advice yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Y'all don't see each other as much as y'all make it out to be.
I do on FaceTime.
That's homeboy.
I don't care. And I'm just telling you, it's ridiculous.
I had that with my friend. He dated a girl in middle school that I thought was really pretty.
Okay.
And then in high school, she showed interest. No.
Well, can't do it.
That's Eric's girl.
You never
can't
know
do
what
it.
Sorry. Been.
All they did was make out.
Then you're better than you're better than most people.
Cannot do it.
No, yeah, that's what every
your
dude.
Little superiority over
homeboy
there.
Homeboy rule.
It's not superiority. It's bro code.
But it's easier when you've
ridiculous.
Been married for a while. It's true. You guys talk about bro code, but I know guys now currently, and they just like swap between girls all the time.
They're not bros then.
Yeah.
Well,
these bros ain't loyal.
You're right.
Bros before hoes, y'all. Bros before hoes.
Y'all sound like brats. It's a brat code.
They clearly don't care about those bros. You wouldn't do that to your bro.
No.
If that's your bro.
Maybe, but I'm saying it happens all the time.
I don't know.
You know what? Here,
what, Al?
Here, you want my truck?
Yes, Al.
Here, take my
Thanks,
truck.
Bro.
You know
what?
You my bro.
Do you want my new truck that I just bought?
What are y'all proving?
Bro code.
You can drive my car, not my woman.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's ridiculous.
Hey, bros.
My car.
You're just putting on to be putting on.
I ain't putting on nothing.
You have gas in this?
Look at Al easily handing over his car.
Got a quarter tank.
No, me too.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
This is short and sweet. We only had a 2-week Christmas break, and he cheated on me on day 10. I am absolutely mortified. He says it never happened before and will never happen again. Would you take him back? I'm so upset. Maria.
Well, Maria, I mean, people do screw up, and sometimes it takes a screw up to realize, oh my gosh, look what I have, and I could have blown it for the rest. I could have really lost this really wonderful thing. So you'd have to just judge him based on his actions. Like, is he really repentant? Is he giving you no cause for any? I mean, you know, if he earns your trust back, and it is going to be a take a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just happened a month ago. But, you know, if he can earn your trust back and prove to you he's loyalty, I don't think we're one strike means you're out. And, I mean, it depends on the level of cheating, too, I'm sure. I mean, some girls just can't get past it. But here's the thing. If you do take him back and you decide to try to give it another chance, you can't keep throwing it in his face. That's
right.
Not fair.
Yeah.
That's not fair. So if he's proving to you that he loves you, he almost lost the best thing that ever happened to you, I swear it'll never happen again. I have no problem with you giving him another chance, but you cannot hold it over his head for the rest of his life or it's not going to work.
It's not worth it. It's
not
worth it being in that situation.
You. If you can truly learn to love him past it and forgive him.
What was it? You give yourself how many? You said a month?
Oh, you
or
whatever
week?
It is for you. I mean, for me, it's like a long weekend or a week. I remember my last bad breakup, I took about a week. And I just, you know, I wallowed in it and I felt sorry for myself and I didn't take a bath. I don't care. I was wallowing. I was depressed. And, yeah, you can even make fun if you want, but a lot of people go through that, and it's very real, and you have to allow yourself the time to grieve. And then once you make the decision, I'm not going to do this anymore. Now, it's not that easy for everybody, but that's what works for me.
Right.
I allow myself a grieving period.
And then once you walk away from it, you can't keep looking back.
I'm not going to let myself do that anymore. I'm going to get up. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to make my bed. I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to put on my makeup. And whenever I start feeling sorry for myself, don't do it.
Boom.
Don't do it. Start doing something else. So that's a separate love letter. That's completely separate from what this. She's not saying she wants to grieve. It's not a loss of a relationship unless she's ready for it to be over.
She wants to,
She wants to give him another chance or she wouldn't even be writing me.
But she can give herself that time to be mad.
Now if he's honestly making a sincere effort, and you know when a guy's halfway playing, if he's making a sincere effort, it's not fair for you to keep saying, oh, well, where were you on the way home? Well, you were 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
What were you doing today at lunch? Who did you talk to? You can't do that. That's not
He'll turn
work.
Back to his old ways
not
in that.
Not going to work.
Yeah, my truck keys back, though. You got car seats and stuff in the back of the truck.
Yeah, oh,
all
right. I need that later.
I need that, yeah.
But we proved our point.
Yeah, I think so. Bro code rules.
Yeah. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com and write us. And you know what? We didn't get through all of them, so we'll probably have a little bit more love letters to Kelly here in the next hour.
All right, good deal.
We got you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, the bro code violation talk is is going off on the text.
Really?
Got a couple calls here we're going to get to.
Team Kelly, Team JC and Al.
It's split.
Really?
Yeah, it's
I get the bro, I think the girls idea. Don't get it. I get the idea of it. I just don't think it's fair. And yeah, I think friendships can be ruined, but I just don't think just because somebody got there first, that means back off, they're mine forever.
Right.
You can't have it. That's not fair.
Here's why bro code exists.
Oh,
and Raul explains it pretty well.
Your egos can't handle it.
No,
that's
it's
why
not
the bro
egos.
Code exists.
If Steven, that's the name of the guy, if Steven's willing to and comfortable betraying a lifetime relationship with his friend, what can Stephanie expect? On the other hand, if Steven is okay with Steven betraying his best friend with...
Not betraying.
It is, but it's a betrayal of friendship.
No, if they go to him, they should have been upfront about it in the first place.
And you guys were talking about how some guys break it. About bro code, some guys break it and share girls because they don't value the girls in the first place. Players don't care if you hook up with what they had last week. But if a guy truly values a girl that he cares about her and he cares about her,
My brother dated a girl in high school, and she ended up dating the next guy, and they ended up, that was a friend of his, and they got married and had a very happy life. I mean,
is he friends with the guy, though, still?
They get, life goes in different directions, but they were still friends at the time. They're not enemies.
Yeah, but these enemies. These two were best friends.
Yeah, it's a casual friend.
That's different.
On the fringe.
Yeah.
I kind of get that. That's probably,
fine.
That's okay.
A guy you hang out with once every so often, fine. Yeah. But a best friend from grade school.
Somebody that's
in
your crew, your squad that you roll with. You know, no.
We're going to have to agree to disagree. Or we don't even have to agree to do that. I don't care.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
So you have a bro code story? Does it involve you?
It does. It actually is my whole crew, I guess. My husband has a core group of friends, and we actually met at a wedding. But I didn't go to the wedding with him. I went with his friend, and we were dating. And at the wedding, we could tell pretty quick that there was a connection. But he went to his friend and said, hey, do you care if I ask her out? And worked it out beforehand. So I think the bro code's violated when you don't ask your friend first.
Absolutely.
Right.
See, because he's a friend, and that's why he asked and got the respect and the love and the permission from this other dude.
And you and your husband,
I guess I should say.
You and your husband's friend were on a date, right? You weren't like on an exclusive relationship at the moment.
Right.
Right.
But also, we had been married for a couple years, and his best friend called him and said, hey, guess who I ran into? And it was my husband's like high school sweetheart, first love, the girl. And he said, do you care if I ask her out? And they're married now. They have kids, and all four of us hang out. So,
see, boom. Again, he asked for the blessing.
Oh, so it's okay as long as you ask.
Yes.
You gotta ask for the blessing.
Beforehand.
Oh,
beforehand.
Okay.
That way it's not a backstab.
There's a loophole in the bro code.
No, there's not a loophole. It's being courteous.
No, that's a loophole in the bro code.
No, the bro code, you just don't go stab them in the back
and
date.
You just said, you went 2 minutes ago saying they're off limits for life to now. Oh, it's okay as long as you ask for
it. Well, if you ask, it's different. That's a difference.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a loophole, if you want to call it that, Kelly. Thank you for sharing that, Jessica.
True love.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Can't stand away from true love just because you got there first.
Well, as long as you ask your boy, because sometimes your boy will be like, no, man, I would actually appreciate it if you didn't.
Yeah.
And then you got to be cool and be like, all right, man.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So if they say it's not cool with me,
you're
not allowed.
That's right.
That is absurd.
That's right.
And ridiculous
that is
and immature.
The bro code.
That's bro code, Kelly.
I don't care. You can't do it because it hurt my feelings.
Sorry.
My
yeah.
ego can't
so
handle
selfish.
It.
That's right.
That is selfish and immature.
No, selfish that you want to go with that?
All the bro
selfish
code.
That you don't want that love anymore, and yet you don't want someone else to have
we
it.
We didn't create the bro code. The bro code is what it is.
Don't hate the bro. Hate the code.
Yeah, yeah. That's the bro code. I'm so sorry.
So ridiculous.
But millions of men follow the bro code.
Well, y'all are wrong.
Hey, if you're
if the guy mans up and goes to you and says, hey, I know you dated Teresa and I didn't work out for you, but I really think she's a great girl. She's a quality girl. And I'd like to maybe ask her out. Nope.
No.
I don't want you to.
Well, that's not how you answer it. But
okay,
yeah.
Thanks, dude. Thanks. I'll just move on because there's so many quality women out there, but I respect you and your ego and your feelings.
Yep, that's right.
Y'all
that's right.
Jerks.
Some guys would still go ahead and not listen and go with the girl, but the friendship is void.
Fellas, if you would like to...
I wouldn't want to be friends with someone that's that immature and petty.
If you'd like to endorse the bro code right now, just honk your horn.
Well, wait.
Well, you're on delay.
See there?
Do you hear all those honkings? The honking going on right now.
They're honking. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry, police officers.
18-wheelers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one.
There's one.
Yeah.
Fellas across the land are honking their horns right now.
Amy backs up Kelly. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
What's up?
I am backing up Kelly. I have a story. It involves me.
I dated a guy when I was 16, and he ended up cheating on me, so we broke up. And his best friend from birth showed interest in me, and we started dating. And we have been together for 16 years, and we're married now. And my husband and his best friend are still best friends.
Because they're mature.
Does he know?
He know. Yeah, he knows. My husband now was actually his best friend's best man at his wedding.
Might be because your ex cheated on you, so he's I screwed that up.
Yeah, yeah.
Still bro code violation. Still,
it's a violation, but yeah, if he cheated on you, then you're allowed.
I'm glad they're still buddies, though.
Yeah.
It didn't ruin it all the way. But
oh, they're still blowing the horns, dude.
Bro, man. Hey, keep that horn blowing all day.
That's solid. I'm about to tear up.
Me too. It's so much love
amongst
bros.
So many guys standing behind a bro code.
Maybe we need to create a girl code. That way you guys could all come together.
Well, yeah, we don't create a girl code.
We really need that.
No, we don't need to do that.
They can create a girl code.
Is there a girl code?
No.
There's a girl code.
No.
There's got to be.
I say there's one, but there's not.
There's got to be.
No, girls aren't.
I mean, look, like Selena Gomez dating The Weeknd, and that's her best friend's sister's ex.
They try to say there's a girl code, but there's not. We'll do what we want.
Girls are scandalous, dude. I'm telling you. Women are just scandalous.
So are you guys.
We're not stupid. We are bro code.
No, we're a very simple species.
Yeah, that's all.
We're simple. Y'all can be scandalous.
Whew. Kelly, look at it on the bright side. Big Al can never date you now because Alan and him are bros.
There you go. There's always a silver lining.
You've escaped. Sorry, Al.
I took myself out of the closet.
Alan and I have been buddies before y'all met. Alan and I had been buddies before y'all met, and we had dated.
We had dated.
But there was that one time.
Well, you remember that one thing.
You know.
Oh, my God.
Abracabooya!
We're not allowed to talk about it. It's in our contracts. We can't talk about it.
But. Magicians.
Abraca, yeah, bro!
Code.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I know we told you we're going to play Match Game today, but we're going to hold off on Match Game.
Oh, okay.
We'll play it tomorrow.
Okay.
Hopefully, okay. Our boy Nick is out sick, and he's our announcer guy. Yeah, he's our host for the Match Game, so hopefully he'll be better by tomorrow, and we'll play it. So, we did tell you that we didn't finish Love Letters to Kelly because we got in the bro code situation and talk. So, now we will finish
the
Love Letters
to Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly, you need to give that advice.
I'm depleted.
Love experts' work is never done, Kelly.
Fill her up, Al. She's depleted.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I recently created a profile on a popular dating site called Zoosk.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that one?
Yeah, we had. We talked about it yesterday a little bit.
I met what seemed to be a normal human being. It began with messenger calls, texts, and finally phone calls. Over the last few weeks, she began blasting me if I don't call or respond immediately. I forgot to call one night, then she needed the weekend to ponder our relationship. What? I told her she could take the remainder of her life to ponder. I was done.
Yeah.
Is the moral of the story that dating sites are filled with freaking cray-crays?
Oh, that's one.
Red leg.
That's one. There are a lot of crazy people on there, yes.
But don't let
There's
it ruin
There's a lot
it.
Of really great, wonderful people on there, too.
Yeah.
And
Hello,
it
I'm
is,
Alan.
Like I say, and I've beat this dead horse. I'm going to say it again. It is a numbers game.
Gosh, some people's craziness comes out, though.
Early.
I guess maybe, yeah. Like I remember being on when I was doing those, some guy, I guess, because, you know, sometimes you don't even check them. So I guess I had matched with someone, but I don't, you know, I was at kind of at a place where I'd, like, check it once a week. I'd swipe around and then check a week later.
You don't let
he
it consume you.
He had messaged
you.
Me, you know, like, not even a full day after we had matched and said, well, this is going well. I'm like, whoa.
You know what you should say? Thank you for showing me what kind of dude you are.
Right. Yeah. And you do have to get through some crazies to get to some quality. There is a lot of quality out there, though. And like I said, it is a numbers game.
Yeah. You should thank your lucky star. She showed you the cray early.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than finding out the cray late.
That's right.
That's all you should have written. Yeah. Thank you.
That doesn't ruin it.
That's it.
You might have a bad experience that'll knock you on your heels and keep you off of it for a minute, but get back on.
Yeah, there you go, dog.
Red leg. Take a couple weeks off. Is Zoosk the one you got to pay for?
I've never heard of Zoosk.
I thought Zoosk was the one because I remember seeing a lot of Facebook ads for it where it's like interesting game, date ideas.
Yeah.
Is that the right one where you?
I don't know.
Like you suggest dating, like I think we should go miniature golfing and for pizza and you match up with
people that are willing
right
to do
one?
That. That sounds cool if it's.
Am I thinking correctly? Because I've never done Zoosk, but.
already,
I think
I've done,
that's right.
I've done Match. I've done Plenty of Fish. I've done...
I think you still have them up because you never took them down.
Are you on our time?
I'm not on our time. Isn't that for the old people? I'm not on our time.
Our time, from what I understand, is 50 and up. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, so I got a few years.
You're right. I've encouraged my mom to join that one.
And I did this other one called Millionaire Match. I don't know
why.
Were
looking for the millionaire?
Did
you
lie?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I thought you were saying you were a millionaire.
And I met this
there.
Girl that was from like Newport Beach that owned a restaurant. I mean, I didn't meet her, but we corresponded for a little while. I never met her in person. She seemed
pretty cool.
There
are so many options. I'm finding out a lot of stuff from people about, there's like arrangement websites, like arrangements where you're a woman and there's a man that's like,
well, you know that.
I'm willing to give you an apartment. I'm willing to give you this and
sugar
that.
Daddy.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah, like basically, it's not sugardaddy.com.
Right.
I don't remember what it's called, but basically there's a dating site right here in town where you can sign up for that.
And the thing with these sugar daddies is they don't even want to meet the girl. They just want to like...
No, they want to meet.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Well, yeah, there is a requirement.
You know, that's crazy because someone approached me in the gym one day, a young girl, and she was just like, can I ask you something? Mm-hmm. It's about a year ago. She's like, are you single? I'm like, I am. And she's like, because I think you would be perfect for a client of mine. I'm like,
well, there are matchmakers.
I was thinking client, like maybe she works with them, you know? And then when she started to explain it, she was just like, do you have a social media? Can I show him your pictures? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Matchmakers.
She is looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
but that's
lunch.
Not necessarily a sugar daddy thing. And no, it's not It's Just Lunch. That's not It's Just Lunch.
Okay.
But there are like,
I was like, wait a second, I'm not an escort.
No, it's not that. It's these really rich men. But it's like, my girlfriend was like that. They, part of the
matchmaker is
they go to other dating websites. My girlfriend was approached. She's a pretty blonde girl. And she said, you know, I work for a matchmaking service. Would you be willing to go out with some eligible? And it's the ads you see in the back of the magazines on the airplane.
You know what we should do? We were just talking about ZipRecruiter, Date Recruiter.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Already
it's a matchmaker.
Yeah, like Hitch
not that name.
No, Hitch was more of a coach. Yeah. He wasn't really a hookup guy. Okay.
There's a lot of ways out there
to
either find love or find someone to pay your bills.
A lot of lonely people in the world, Kelly. Yeah.
There are.
Not here, though.
No, not here.
We're good. All right, one more.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
This is one of those more difficult ones to navigate. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been married for 4 years, but lately we've had a lot of problems communicating. He thinks I'm negative and nagging, and I think he's a jerk. We can't ever get on the same page. He tells other people how much he loves me, but never shows me that. We've even talked divorce. He was married and divorced before and says he has no problem divorcing me because he knows what to expect. I refuse divorce because our young son doesn't deserve that. I'm tired of being upset because my marriage sucks. What would you do in this situation, Lauren?
If you don't want to get divorced, you start showing him love. You start talking to him with a pleasant tone of voice. When he starts goading you into an argument, you don't go there. You just have to start treating him like the man you love. And I would hope that if you start speaking to him in a loving way, if you start doing loving gestures for him, you would hope that he would start reciprocating with loving gestures and loving words and these threats.
People.
You're just as guilty as he is. You're contributing to the problem. And now why don't you start contributing to the solution? And you might be the only one contributing at first, but if you give it a good try, a good strong effort, send him a little text for no reason today and just say, hey, I was just thinking of you. You're having a good day.
There's still something
that doesn't
there.
Have to be sexy, romantic, just something just to like, oh, okay,
that's nice. Yeah,
that's nice.
There's still
What would you like for supper tonight? I feel like cooking. You know, just something, you know, to show him that you're thinking about it and care about him through the day, and these loving gestures. And just see what comes back to you.
He's still in it. He's still in the game. If he's telling his friends he still loves you, then he's still in the game.
But y'all have gotten this. This has just become your language. This has just become the way you communicate. You can change that.
Yeah.
People treat marriage as such a throwaway nowadays. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Like, if it doesn't work, you know, they go into it like that. If it doesn't work, I just get divorced. Do it then. You know.
And the throwing of the divorce word around.
Yeah,
I see that a lot now,
that.
Too. You can't.
It's not just like, I'm done. I think that's the difference, right? It's so much more serious when there's a ring. And I mean, I know a ring's just a ring, but when there's a ring involved in that commitment, you shouldn't be able to do that. You can't just say, I'm done.
Right.
I'm going to walk out.
You can't just quit.
But some people do.
All the time.
And that's the problem.
So anyway, that's my suggestion, is start treating him with love.
There you go.
Treat him like the man you fell in love with and when you were dating.
And the way you want to be treated.
Things and,
and send him a
And if he doesn't reciprocate, you got a jerk.
Good sound advice from the love expert.
Look at that right there.
Round two.
Nice.
Boom.
Of the Kelly Raspberry love letters to Kelly.
Thank you, Al.
Sure. You're welcome.
Still not with you on the bro code thing.
It's okay.
I don't care.
You know, we can disagree sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes we disagree.
Okay.
I mean, just because I'm right and you're having another
opinion.
I
care less than you care. That's how much I don't care.
Well, I care.
Yeah, we care.
I don't.
You know, I don't care that you're wrong on
I'm
that.
I'm glad you don't care. Because we care.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.